This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky will join leaders of the Group of Seven in Hiroshima, Japan, as the most powerful democracies unveil new sanctions against Russia and call out China for its trade practices. VOA White House Bureau Chief Patsy Wodak-Suara has this report from Hiroshima.
The leaders of the Group of Seven most powerful democracies pledged to tighten punishment on Russia for its invasion of Ukraine, expanding sanctions to more industries.
We will restrict trade in Russian diamonds. Russian diamonds are not forever.
President Volodymyr Zelensky of Ukraine, not a G7 member, is scheduled to participate in the meeting on Sunday, following his appearance at the Arab League summit in Jeddah, Saudi Arabia. Other non-members invited include the leaders of Indonesia, South Korea, Vietnam, and Brazil, part of summit host Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida's outreach to the Global South. Patsy Wodak-Suara, VOA News, Hiroshima.
Middle-East-based commanders of three navies have taken part in a show of force against Iran.
There's nothing necessarily unusual about Vice Admiral Brad Cooper, the Navy's top Mideast commander, being on a warship in the Strait of Hormuz. But this part is incredibly rare.
Privileged to be joined by my French counterpart and UK counterpart.
The three navies were showing a unified approach to keeping the narrow waterway at the Persian Gulf's mouth open to commerce.
It is critical to the world's economy.
Cooper says Tehran is trying to disrupt it.
Iran has seized or attacked 15 ships in the last 2 years.
The Allied naval presence is aimed at deterring them. Even while the admirals were aboard the destroyer, three Iranian Revolutionary Guard fast boats came within 1,000 yards.